like that, we are in Tamil Nadu, South India. And that was the god of music himself, Ilayaraja, with the song, the theme song from the movie Punagai Manan. And that was from the 80s. And he is, yes, the god of music. That's one of his many nicknames. When you're called the god of music, it means you're pretty well known, I think. And Ilayaraja has been making film scores for Tamil films since the 70s. He is now 74 years young, born in Panaipuram, Tamil Nadu. And according to Akile Forter, the board member of the Indian Performing Rights Society, Ilayaraja should be somewhere in the top 10 richest composers, somewhere between Andrew Lloyd Webber, valued at $1.2 billion, and Mick Jagger at over $800 million. He has done over 7,000 songs, provided film scores for more than 1,000 movies, and performed in more than 20,000 concerts. Are there even that many days? Okay. Maybe his music's been performed in that many concerts. That makes more sense. Yes, so either way you slice it, Ilayaraja, or the maestro, or the god of music, or Raja, he is a heavyweight in Indian music, and largely unknown, though, in the West. I actually heard of him a few years ago because one of my favorite little record labels called Finders Keepers reissued a couple albums compiling some of his music, and it's really crazy 80s film music that's super electro and also very Indian at the same time. One's called Electro, the other one's called Sound of Something or Other. But anyways, you can find his music if you look it up. It's very easy to spell. Ilayaraja. Ilayaraja. So yeah, just wanted to start with one of the heavy hitters of Tamil Nadu, legendary. And there's a younger fellow who's also just as well known, making soundtracks as well for Tamil films, A.R. Rahman. And he, I think, is more of a household name in the West. He's done the soundtrack for Slumdog Millionaire, a couple other movies that have crossed over, but still a lot of Tamil films. Yes. And both of these men just switch between genres at will, it seems. They know all about Indian classical music and pop music, but also about all sorts of music happening around the world. So they just slice and dice and do amazing things. So Ilayaraja, the soundtrack from Punagai Manan right there to start off the show. The special of Tamil Nadu. And basically, there are 70 million people, roughly, in Tamil Nadu. It's about twice the population of the entire country of Canada here. So it is a very important part of India. And we'll jump in next to the Carnatic music, which is one of two main divisions of Indian classical music. You have the music of the north of India, called Hindustani classical music, and then the south is called Carnatic. Main differences being that the Hindustani music of the north was influenced by Persian and Islamic music much more than the Carnatic music of the south, which is also practiced in Sri Lanka. So yes, we'll hear from a musician, if I can pull up, there we go. He's from the city of Madurai, about a million people there. The biggest city, by the way, is Chennai, which we will hear from shortly. But yes, the smaller city, Madurai, and this man named Mani Iyer. And he is a Carnatic musician. And the song here we're going to hear is Sarasa Sama Dana. So we already heard from one of the most eclectic composers, and here is more traditional. And we got a lot more fun stuff coming up after this, including some hip-hop, some very weird electro music, folk music, rock music in Tamil, etc. So, yes, the journey goes on. So here, Sarasa Sama Dana by Madurai Mani Iyer on Wandering Rhythms in Tamil Nadu, India.
Sarasa, Madana, Beda, Dunda, Chatura, Sarasa, Madana, Beda, Dunda, Chatura, Sarasa, Madana, Beda, Dunda, Chatura. போராட்டம் தான் பெரும் நாட்டம் தான் மனுஷனுக்கு இது போராட்டம் தான் மனுஷனுக்கு பெரும் நாட்டம் தான்
There, one of the heavyweights of Tamil music, A.R. Rahman, and a song called Rasika Rasika from the movie Star from 2001, featuring the vocals of Sujata Mohan, who is a well-known Indian playback singer. So that's what they call singers who don't act in the movies but instead provide the voice, and it's the actors just lip sync the singing. So she sings in Tamil and Malayalam language movies, also has sung in Telugu, Kannada, and Hindi movies. But that song, I am almost positive, was in Tamil. And the Tamil language, by the way, is one of the most ancient languages still widely being spoken on the planet. It is thousands of years old, and very different than the north of India. The south has had very few empires or different empires coming and going and erasing languages and restarting. So basically the south has much longer preserved traditions than the north of India. Impossible to speak to all the different groups. Of course, people know that the British came to India, but many more groups that were, you know, less distant that came and took control of different areas. But the South, largely controlled by just a few groups of people over the last thousands of years. So the Tamil language, pretty much the same as it has been for thousands of years, I think. Yes. So we heard from A.R. Rahman, the song Rasika, Rasika, Rasa, Rasika. And he's done many, many soundtracks, much like Ilaraja, just countless soundtracks of the Tamil film industry, which is called Kollywood, not Bollywood. So lesser known than Bollywood, but still a huge, huge industry in South India. And that was an action film, by the way. The video, often they play, we'll just play the whole scene from the movie, and crazy, crazy action going on. Yeah, before that, we heard from, what was it? Oh yeah, we heard from a rock band. They call themselves the first rock band in Tamil. I can't say otherwise, so for now we will call them that. And they are called Urka. They're from Chennai, or Madras, in other words. They changed the name of the biggest city there in Tamil Nadu to Chennai recently. I guess it's easier for non-Indians than Madras. But, by the way, A.R. Rahman, also from Madras, the big city. And so Urka, that rock band, with the song Parasai from their self-titled debut LP 2016 that came out. And before that, we started off that set of music with a Carnatic classical musician, Madurai Mani Iyer, and his song Sarasa Sama Dana. So some folk music there from South India. And we're going to keep moving with something very, very fun. A fellow who is considered one of the first YouTube celebrities in India, and he is from Madurai, second biggest city in Tamil Nadu. He was born in 1977, and he is hip to the times. He's made all sorts of YouTube videos, some of them very quirky, but not necessarily trying to be. One of them is very, very genuinely trying to teach Westerners how to use the toilet in India. And he also does a separate one about how to use the toilet in East Africa. Yeah, first he's like, okay, here you squat, you stand over this hole, and then he teaches you how to use the water because you don't have toilet paper in much of the world. And he claims it's much, much cleaner to use your hand and the water. But you got to use the water, not just your hand. That's not right. Anyways, that's a side note. He's in all sorts of videos. Another one is how to eat poutine properly. Yes, he also has traveled to Canada. And he's a world citizen. Wilbur Sargu Naraj is his name. It's very quirky. And he's made some albums as well. Wow, he made a movie called Simple Superstar, which was released at the Calgary International Film Festival, first screened there. Anyways, we're going to hear a very Canadian song from him next. This is from his debut album, came out in 2010. And I imagine this is after he traveled to Canada and was very surprised by the different traditions and the sports in Canada. And he wrote a song called Hockey in Canada. So I just thought I had to play this because Canadians out there would get a kick out of this. Next I'll play another song of his about the Indian national sport of cricket. So this is a sports-themed set coming up. And so Hockey in Canada. Well, just when you think you know what hockey's about, here comes Wilbur Sargunaraj to tell you his take on our famous sport. And Hockey in Canada, we're going to have to go at least one more year without winning the Stanley Cup. The Winnipeg Jets have now bowed out of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and yep. Long drought continues for Canadian hockey fans. But here, this will soften the blow a little. Wilbur Sargunaraj, Hockey in Canada. This is amazing.
Always skating, always chasing black rock. The ice is very cold. The players are so bold. They play hockey. Pushing, sometimes fighting, very, very fast game, not a very slow game. They play hockey. Very good. They play